today is the first work day of this year's Public Service Recognition Week. All this week, organizations and people from cabinet secretaries and the United States Senate to the Washington Nationals will celebrate the work of people like you. Jenny Mattingly's Director of Government Affairs at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And Jenny, I know you're already excited about PSRW. I know you are already, you probably have parties bigger than Cinco de Mayo parties lined up for this week, don't you?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to compete with Cinco de Mayo, but we've already kicked it off. We had a great race yesterday. A lot of people dialed up some nice weather for people, too.
Yes, that was good of you. I appreciate that.
We tried to do that. Try to get folks out there with some sunshine.
Federal News Radio's Tom Temin was in that race.
He was, and he had a GoCam, which was really fun. So
yes.
I think there are going to be some pictures and videos out there. And, you know, I think shout out to him because I believe he won his age group in the race.
Oh, the plus 80 people? That's terrific.
You said that, not me.
Congratulations to Tom for that because, you know, he didn't get around as well as he used to,
Yeah, he was. I saw him run by, so he was moving pretty fast there. He definitely was faster than I was.
I'm teasing him because the credit he really deserves is the fact that he did it at all because you didn't see my big butt out there doing anything for this. So kudos to him and to everybody who was out there to start off the week. I think it's interesting that it starts on a Sunday with events like that that give people a chance to get together away from the workplace and really bond and talk about their common experiences and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, it is really nice because people are busy during the week doing their work. You know, they've got things they've got to do. And so this is a chance to actually get out there and do something that is fun, it's different, and it's a nice way to see people and have people say thank you to you and also raise money for a good cause. We all the proceeds from the race went to FEA, the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. So it wasn't just people racing. It was that we raised over $45,000 for FEA.
That's terrific. FEA has really been up against it since the shutdown and the sequester and all of that. They were on their last legs for a little while thanks to a number of donors. They were able to kind of get back up off the mat, but that'll go a long way toward helping them to do what they do all the time, which is really helpful to people in government.
Exactly. So, and that's certainly a message we want to get out there is that, you know, federal employees, public employees generally are helping each other. They're helping other people. It's not just a celebration and a pat on the back. It's that we continue to give even when we're out of the office.
The important part of Public Service Recognition Week, I think, Jenny, is the idea that, I mean, the agencies don't have the budget or the time, and quite frankly, it's not really their role to go out and kind of do, I mean this in the nicest, most genuine possible way, PR efforts on their own behalf to explain to the citizens that they serve, hey, this is what we do, this is who we are, we're not faceless, nameless, bureaucrat robots that sit in Washington and do the work of the federal government. We're all over the place, and we're normal humans like you and your friends and neighbors. And there are not many opportunities to do that. This strikes me as one of the most important ones.
You know, and that's really it. This was created almost 30 years ago. Public Service Recognition Week was started by a group of employee organizations at both the federal, state, and local level, because it was back in the era of, you know, the nine scariest words you hear, I'm from the government and you hear, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was kind of that same sort of faceless government, you know, maybe there's something vaguely sinister about it idea out there that groups went, wait a minute, this really isn't true. And people really don't think that about their public employees, because when you ask people, what do you think about the person who delivers your mail or the people who keep your food safe or the firefighters and teachers? People like those people and they want them to keep doing what they're doing to keep their communities safe and healthy. So, you know, these groups came together to say, hey, remember, there are people out here doing things that we really want the government to be doing, and let us tell you that story. And so that's something in that spirit that we've really kept going for 30 years now almost.
I think you and I have talked about that off the air, Jenny, about the idea that if there was any silver lining in the shutdown at all, it was that idea that people saw, for example, the things that they really wanted the government to do. Well, do you want the government to inspect less food for it to be safe? Well, of course not. Do you want your parents to not have access to some of the resources through Social Security and so on if they need help with their account or whatever it is? People realized, There are a lot more things going on than I had any sense of, and it's not these people's fault that the government does or doesn't do certain things. They're just the ones charged with executing whatever it is Congress tells them to do.
Absolutely, and like you said, the agencies really don't have the capability to go out and make that argument all the time for a variety of reasons, and so that's one of the things that the groups who are in Public Employees Roundtable, which coordinates the PSRW events, really can do. And, you know, it's groups like the Senior Executives Association, Federal Managers Association, some of the labor unions are involved. AFGE's been doing a really great job of sharing information via social media on this, and I know their president just has been talking about public service and the good things. LAUNA, NEFI, there's a whole bunch of groups that come from all over the government, so to speak, and represent people at the state and local level as well that really have gathered around this common idea of let's talk about what government does and why people this year, you know, we used our theme, why people are proud to serve, why, you know, it's not, I'm not ashamed to be a government worker. I'm actually proud of what I do.
Jenny Mattingly's Director of Government Affairs at Shaw, Bransford & Roth, and a regular on the Federal News Countdown. And one of the things I think is most impressive about what we see, the resources that we see for PSRW at the PSRW.org, it's a partnership public service site, is the co-chairs for Public Service Recognition Week, and it's 16 people who are some of the most important leaders in government, the secretaries of the cabinet-level agencies. I mean, this has really gone all the way to the top, to the leaders who lead the folks who do the work for the government every day, Jenny.
That's right, and they've really, you know, most years, I think, at least in the last several years that I've been involved, the cabinet secretaries have really gotten on board and have taken this as a way to not only highlight what their agencies do, but to say thank you to their workers and to show that they're appreciated. And I think people don't always get that. And one of the points you made, Francis, is that these are some easy, low-cost ways, you know, in a time when budgets are constrained, that people can say thank you, can work on morale, can work on recognition. And it's very easy to do this. And the week gives sort of a focal time in order to do that when everybody's thinking about this one message.
So I don't by any means mean to diminish the work that the folks did who signed on to the support for Public Service Recognition Week, but four of them in particular, four cabinet level leaders, are putting their money where their mouths are, and on Thursday going to be going to the Public Service Town Hall. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, Catherine Archuleta, the head of the Office of Personnel Management, and Tom Perez, the Labor Secretary, all going to be speaking at this event, taking questions from folks in the government, and just generally, to me, that the message that conveys is this isn't trivial to us. This is important that we will take an hour and a half or more of our time to go and talk to the very people who do this work on an ongoing basis to say to them, this is important.
Well, and I think that's right. And it shows that this isn't just some outside group saying, hey, you need to do this. It's actually people on the inside who live and breathe government every day taking the time to recognize their workers, recognize what government does, and really, really being involved in this and engaged.
There are five federal employees, and I do not know their names, but five of them are tremendously geeked today, I would imagine, because they'll be accompanying Ms. Archuleta on the field at Nats Park tomorrow night to help her throw out the first pitch. That was pretty cool. She will be there doing it, and she invited five federal employees. I don't know how they selected them at random, I believe.
I think they did a social media contest.
Oh, they did? Okay.
To get them, you know, pick out who was going to be there, because it really is exciting that they're going to get to be on field. And the Nats have done a great job. I have to say they've gotten involved as a local area partner of saying we believe the federal community and the state and local communities are important to this area.
Well, it's a pretty cool deal, and I'm looking forward to that. And if I know any of those people, I'm going to try to get them on the show and see what it's like to be on the field, because I've never been on the field at Nationals Park.
I mean, I know. Is there a little jealousy there?
Yeah, maybe just a touch, but that you know, you didn't have to go there, Jenny. Great to have you on the program, as always, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Glad to be here. Thank you.